USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up.
What?
Mama would listen to you. You know she listens to you more than you do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter is so interested in about the store and all. Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A German Shepherd dog is being called a hero.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed. According to the state police in New Hampshire, they had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundrie, was identified as the dog's owner. Even though he faces charges of drinking and driving, he still is glad to be alive. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Speaking to a reporter at an event in Jacksonville, Florida this week, Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, clashed with a reporter over monoclonal COVID-19 statistics.
But these have been states that have been very resistant to vaccines and masks.
That's not true. First of all, that's not true. Florida, over the summer and today, has had higher vaccination rate than the U.S. as a whole. That's just the fact. We've had the highest in the Southeast for pretty much the whole time. We have over 90% of our elderly population. The fact of the matter is, the vast majority of people who get monoclonal treatments have been vaccinated. I know that doesn't fit the narrative. Go down and look at the Miami-Dade site. They actually put it out every day. How many people got treatments? How many were vaxxed versus not vaxxed? And it's always 2, 3, 4 to 1 vaxxed to unvaxxed. So that's just the reality. And so to use the vaccine as a reason to deny treatment or our policies regarding, and let's be honest, you know, they wanted mandatory vaccinations. That's what they were pushing for. Passports to where you can't go into a restaurant. I mean, a five-year-old kid can't go someplace because he hasn't done this. You know, the clinical trial for 5 to 11-year-olds for Pfizer found no severe COVID outcomes for either the vaccine arm or the control arm. Nobody got severe COVID in that clinical trial.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.